KJZZ's Sun Up is supported by Banner Health, Arizona's largest nonprofit healthcare system. Last year, Banner reinvested more than $1.1 billion in community health and charity care. Banner Health, nonprofit for Arizona. BannerHealth.com/nonprofit4AZ.
Hey, this is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix. On our state and region, I'm Phil Latzman, your host for this podcast, a daily digest of Arizona news as reported by our KJZZ news team. Hey, it's Monday, 22nd day of June. Glad you're here. Hope you had a nice holiday weekend. Good Father's Day and happy summer solstice, if we can say that here in Phoenix. Let's kick off the day with a check of the latest news. Well, Phoenix is rebranding a library in Levine that had been named for disgraced labor icon Cesar Chavez. The facility will now be known as the Prickly Pear Library. The city got 6,000 responses from the public who were given a list of five potential names to choose from. Phoenix Public Library spokesperson Lee Franklin says city guidelines call for new libraries to be named after Sonoran desert plants.
We tend to follow a process that we put in place back in the early 1960s. Back in the early 1960s, the city of Phoenix did approve a go bond at that time to add a number of new libraries to our system.
Franklin says some of the other plant names may be considered as the city prepares to develop two more libraries in the near future. Well, Scottsdale officials plan to restrict e-bike usage by creating pedestrian safety zones in local parks. Those zones came in response to concerns brought forth by residents. Ignacio Ventura has that.
The city says it's heard complaints about excessive speeds, near crashes, and other risks associated with e-bikes in parks. The safety zones will be placed in Chaparral, Mountain View, and Scottsdale Ranch Parks. Nick Molinari is the city's director of Parks, Recreation, and Preserves. He says there will still be spaces to ride e-bikes.
The parks that were implementing these pedestrian safety zones have areas where e-bikers can use their e-bikes and can ride through the park and two different places within the park on their e-bikes.
Molinari says these zones will be set up soon and may be adjusted depending on how they function. Last year, the city banned those under age 16 from riding e-bikes on city property. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the nation's nearly 600 federally recognized tribes are now eligible for conservation grants from the National Park Service. And as Gabriel Pietrazio reports, a new digital tool is designed to help them navigate the bureaucracy.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund has been around since 1964.
It receives about $900 million each year from offshore oil and gas royalties, not taxpayer dollars, to support conservation and outdoor recreation nationwide. And yet I had never heard of the program.
Starlin Rose Miller is from the Little Shell Chippewa Tribe of Montana. She's with the nonprofit Wilderness Society, which launched the new online hub.
Tribal governments are so busy. We thought if we could put a hub up designed in partnership with indigenous-led orgs, agencies, nonprofits, that it could be helpful.
The fund has aided more than 47,000 projects in nearly every county nationwide. Gabriel Pietrazio, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A petition has been filed in Surprise to disincorporate and transfer authority to Maricopa County. Lily Roseborough has more.
Amid concern about a proposed DHS Immigration Detention Center and a chemical storage facility, local activists are proposing a petition to give ownership of the city to Maricopa County. Activist Jeremy Helfgott filed the petition and says city leaders are refusing to address the community's concerns.
Mayor Kevin Sarter and the members of his city council have refused every public inquiry regarding safety and hazards in connection with this facility and its location.
Helfgott says Surprise should follow the lead of other cities around the country in pushing back against DHS's purchases. The city has not responded to the petition. Lily Roseborough, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, back in January, the Phoenix City Council voted to move the light rail expansion away from the state capitol and instead focus efforts down Indian School Road. Now Valley Metro is inviting the public to weigh in. Connor Greenwald has more.
Valley Metro will host an open house to gather community input on the proposal. The new route would bring light rail down Indian School Road and end at the Desert Sky Transit Center. Valley Metro's Juliana Vasquez Keating says the open house gives the chance to hear the community's questions and concerns.
Community input is such a key component in this whole design process with the light rail extension. So we want to get out to the community early and often to hear their thoughts.
Vasquez Keating says the open house is June 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Maryville High School. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the population of the city of Prescott has steadily increased since 2020, and with that comes some growing pains. Kathy Ritchie was in the area and filed this report with a snapshot.
Prescott has four mild seasons, plenty of outdoor activities, and lots of history. City manager Dallin Kimball says that's made it a popular place, not just to visit, but to live.
It's really risen quickly, especially in these post-COVID years.
But for some longtime residents,
folks are finding themselves maybe priced out of areas that they've lived in the past.
Kimball says the city is working to address the housing shortage by building more apartments, condos, and townhomes. Access to health care is another issue. There aren't enough providers.
And so folks find themselves having to travel to Phoenix or sometimes Flagstaff to get the care that they need. Obviously, as you get older, that's less and less ideal.
In fact, 40% of the people who live in Prescott are 65 and older. The city is also building new police and fire stations, as well as more retail to keep up with the demand. Still, change often means give and take between longtime residents and newcomers.
There is a way of doing things in Prescott, and now the people who are kind of the ambassadors of that way are outnumbered by people who are coming from other places.
With different ideas and sometimes politics. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Prescott.
Triple-digit temperatures and, of course, more, up to 110 or more this week, are here, and safety advocates say it is critical to always check the back seat to make sure kids or pets are never left alone in hot vehicles. Amber Rollins is with the organization Kids in Car Safety. She says cracking the windows is just not enough.
When you take into account that a child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than an adult, and dogs really can't regulate their body temperature either, you've got a recipe for disaster in literally minutes.
Rollins' organization reports 51 children have died in hot cars in Arizona since 1990. She says if you ever see a child alone in a car, call 911. During a remodeling project at Glendale's City Hall, workers discovered a time capsule from 1985. The items were unveiled at Bicentennial South School and included letters from school children and the mayor, as well as a VHS tape and some articles referencing Glendale-born singer Marty Robbins. Patrick Banger is city manager in Glendale.
Most things, again, were still paper in nature, like phone books and items of that type. There was a menu from a restaurant at that time, which is still here in downtown Glendale today, Bitsy Mama's.
The city is burying a new capsule that'll be opened in 2060. It'll include memorabilia from the Arizona Cardinals and the Los Angeles Dodgers and a copper mementos commemorating the country's 250th anniversary. Well, at several Phoenix libraries this summer, select volunteers from the North Valley Symphony Orchestra will be performing an event called the 250 Years of America. To celebrate the country's semi-quincentennial, cellist Liz Galpin helped put together a selection of American compositions.
And so I envisioned the classic concert in a bandstand in the 1920s, 1930s. Imagine going to the park, a big white gazebo with red, white, and blue bunting. And we put together a program that's some patriotic music and then some of that nostalgic music.
Between songs, the musicians talk to the audience about themselves, the origins of the music, and fun facts behind the songs. In sports, a rough weekend for the Diamondbacks, who lost both games at home. They fell to the Twins 4-2 yesterday. Minnesota rallied after Ketel Marte drove in both Diamondbacks runs early, and the rally did spoil the Major League debut of Arizona's Jose Cabrera, who was called up to make the start Sunday. The 24-year-old Dominican held the Twins to 3 hits in 5-plus innings. The D-backs hit the road to begin a series in St. Louis this evening. Basketball, fresh off of snapping a 4-game losing streak Saturday against Seattle. The Mercury tries to make it 2 in a row tonight. They'll begin a road trip, with the first of 2 in Indiana. And that'll do it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, this Monday, June 22nd. I'm Phil Latzman. Thanks so much for being with us. And we'll do it all again tomorrow. Talk to you then.